Passage 12. 1. When are the soccer-mad Britons used to watching games? Or at weekends? 2. What has the British government already urged employers to do? 2. To working hours. 3. When were the soccer games usually broadcasted during the World Cup? Or... The ways to duck out of work. Want to watch the World Cup in peace without the boss over your shoulder? Simple. Conhim, a British internet site, offered fans an ingenious range of ways to duck out of work so they can watch games in comfort. The timing of the games, in the early morning or at midday, have posed a dilemma to millions of soccer-mad Britons used to watching games in the evenings or at weekends and desperate to follow England and Ireland's World Cup progress live. The British government has already urged employers to bow to the inevitable and take a flexible attitude to working hours or set up TV screens. The last thing we want is the entire workforce taking an unannounced sickie on the day of a big match, Trade and Industry Secretary Patricia Hewitt said. But British sports company Umbro was urging fans to take the matter into their own hands. Its website, www.umbro.com, was offering a convincing-looking false sick note signed by a fictitious doctor, F. Albright, to be printed off and taken to work in advance. Alternatively, its top 10 bunk-off ideas included such improbable excuses as, I will be late for work today because I have to pick my uncle up from the train station. He has 2 bags, but only 1 arm. For another game, a fan might claim, my dog ate my car keys. We're going to hitchhike to the vet.
Duck. Con. Ingenious. Timing. Dilemma. Desperate. Fictitious. Bunk. Hitchhike. Vet. Look, this is where I work, next to the general manager's office.
So, you can't lie down on the job.
Thank you.